You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
This is a Superhuman Radio Network news update. I'm Elliot Turton. Fecal transplants restore healthy bacteria and gut functions. Fecal microbiota transplantation, or the process of delivering poop bacteria from a healthy donor to a patient suffering from intestinal infection with the bacterium Clostridium difficile, works by restoring healthy bacteria and function to the recipient's gut. According to a study published today by the American Society of Microbiology, the study provides insight into the structural and potential metabolic changes that occur following fecal transplant, which have been successful at curing more than 90% of the recipients and have been used successfully since the 1950s. Studying families of bacteria in the samples, investigators found marked differences among the donor, pre-transplant, and post-transplant samples. However, those from the donors and post-transplant patients were most similar to each other, indicating that the transplants particularly returned a diverse community of healthy gut bacteria to the recipients. Then, researchers analyzed the relationship between the community structure of the microorganisms and their function. The samples taken from patients before transplant had decreased levels of several pathways related to basic metabolism and production of chemicals like amino acids and carbohydrates, but were enriched in pathways associated with stress response and inflammation. There may be a link between a reproductive pathway and obesity. People and mice with mutations in a specific signaling pathway, known as kispatin, suffer reproductive effects such as delayed puberty and infertility. Research of this pathway has focused its role in reproduction, but a study in the Journal of Clinical Investigation looked at its effects on metabolism. Alexander Kaufman and colleagues at the University of California, San Diego, found the lack of kispatin pathway in female mice promotes excess weight gain. Mice became overweight as a result of reduced metabolism and decreased energy, but not as a result of increased food consumption, and have a potential to translate into approaches to treat human obesity. More news coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Now for the rest of the Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Studies show blocking the brain's internal marijuana may trigger early Alzheimer's deficits. A new study led by the investigators at the Stanford University School of Medicine has implicated that the blocking of endocannabinoids, signaling substances that are the brain's internal versions of the psychoactive chemicals in marijuana, a substance called A-beta, impaired the learning and memory by blocking the natural beneficial action of endocannabinoids in the brain, the study demonstrates. The Stanford group is now trying to figure out the molecular details on how and where this interference occurs. Pinning down those details could pave the path to new drugs. A possible physiological role of A-beta in the normal healthy brain is that of supplying the brain's sophisticated circuits with yet another beneficial layer of discretion in processing information. This normal everyday A-beta mechanism run wild may represent an entry point to the progressive and destructive stages of Alzheimer's disease. Exactly how A-beta blocked endocannabinoids' actions is not yet known. However, it would be wildly off the mark to assume that just because A-beta interferes with a valuable neurophysiological process mediated by endocannabinoids, smoking pot would be a great way to counter or prevent A-beta's nefarious effects on memory and learning ability. Smoking or ingesting marijuana results in long-lasting inhibition of inner neurons by the herb's active chemical, THC. This is vastly different from the short-acting endocannabinoids burst precisely timed to occur only when a signal is truly worthy of attention. Exposure to marijuana over minutes or hours is different. It's more like enhancing everything indiscriminately, so you lose the filtering effects. It's like listening to five radio stations at once. For more information and news stories, follow us on our website, superhumanradio.com, and like us on Facebook. I'm Elliot Turton, and this has been a Superhuman Radio Network News Update.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means that I am joined today in the studio by Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour. Then during the second hour, we're going to talk to Ivy Chung, and we're going to talk about evening blue light exposure is linked to increased hunger. And it's a really interesting study. We'll get into that a little bit later. But right now, let's welcome Rob Regish to the show. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. I trained chest and back heavy yesterday, emphasis on heavy, and I don't have a lick of soreness today.
Thanks
to Synthogen.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. So let's get right to the questions, because we have a new program clock we have to stick to, so there's not a whole lot of time to dilly-dally. The first question comes from right from Chris May. He says, long story short, how much for Scolin with the EZ stack? Just one cap? I got the same stuff you linked to in your report.
Yeah, well, first, just an overview on why forskolin is so synergistic with ephedrine. There was an excellent study done recently which showed it potentiated both the effect and the duration of action of beta agonists, of which ephedrine is one and a big one. At the end of the day, it elevates CAMP or cyclic AMP, which leads to fat loss. You're looking for a total amount of about 100 milligrams of forskolin per day. Typically, in the product that I recommended, that's 2 50-milligram caps with your ephedrine and caffeine. Beyond 100 milligrams can be advantageous, but there are some downsides too, such as gastrointestinal issues. You might want to stay close to a bathroom.
Toilet, yeah.
Provided you can hack it, though, that means even more CAMP activation, leading to elevated liberation of free fatty acids in the bloodstream. To be used as energy. Now, if you do up your forskolin dosage, be sure to utilize those extra free fatty acids that are released, right, via exercise. Else they're going to be redeposited. So one more thing. High doses, 150 or 200 milligrams, may lead to significantly lower blood pressure, a rash around the skin, and increased propensity to bleed. So be careful there. You do want Sabinsa's Forcelain product. When shopping around, it's the one used in all the studies.
So could forskolin also be something good for people who have hypertension, high blood pressure?
Yeah, I mean, it has a number of attributes. Frankly, I'm shocked that it doesn't show up in more formulas.
Greg Geldart asks, I've been using Synthogen for years and nothing better for recovery. My question is, why can't you do the same thing for growth?
I wish. Truth be told, this is the realm of steroids, right? And nothing comes close. The free testosterone molecule attaches to the receptor, and it sends a message to the cell nucleus to turn on protein machinery. That's called DNA transcription, and only testosterone and its derivatives have been shown to do it. You know, I know they're talking about SARMs today. Just forget it. I mean, if they do do it, they don't do it as well. It's not even close. Synthogen, by contrast, works the other side of the protein synthesis coin, that being messenger RNA translation. This is the structural assembly of new contractile muscle protein in the ribosome, or the factory of the cell. You can't get there, though, without satisfying certain conditions the body has. Chief among those is the energy status of the cell. What synthogen does is replenish the cell with lots of ATP, right, via multiple mechanisms. We do that with peak ATP, but we also do it with orotic acid, which replenishes ATP three different ways. And once that's accomplished, it's time to motivate the workers at the factory. We use Rapponticum, carthamoids extract, for that purpose. As study after study shows, it does it better than any other compound. More than that, it increases the speed with which those workers operate. The other qualifier the body has is having all 9 essential amino acids present. If it doesn't, then you're out of luck. The magic doesn't happen. And by the way, if you're sitting on EAAs right now, take another look at that bottle. If it doesn't contain L-tryptophan, there's a problem.
Why does everybody leave L-tryptophan out of their EAA blends? Why do you think that?
Well, you know, the sad reality is it was banned many years ago. And a lot of companies, big box companies, just didn't stock it. So they try to slip in tyrosine or, you know, 5-HTP. The fact is those are not essential amino acids.
Okay.
And the body can't use them to construct new muscle protein. We use a very precise blend of all 9 that work in concert with the rest of the formula. So that's a little bit about it. You know, it does lead to an absolute increase in recovery time, which is rather dramatic. The savvy trainee knows that recovery is everything. And the Russians found this out decades ago. The faster you recover, the more productive sessions you can get in every week, month, or year, and that leads to faster growth. And while you won't see pounds on the scale in the short term, they're for sure going to be there on the long term. And listen, you know, quick weight gains are usually lost quickly. Anadrol 50s are a classic example. You know, there's no such worries with Synthogen. You can stay on as long as you like and let the gains pile up while enhancing your health. It's available at MuscleMass.com in this country and PredatorNutrition.com in the UK.
A proud sponsor of Supreme Radio. The first company outside the United States to ever step up and sponsor. We actually have to take a break in 2 minutes, so I'm going to kind of give a teaser about what the next question is. It's Mike Grady is asking about Olympus Labs Laxogenin. Is Olympus Labs the new supplier of quote-unquote quality Laxogenin, Rob?
You know, that remains to be seen.
Is that what we're going to discuss when we come back?
The picture is once again murky on Laxogen.
Okay, and obviously this is common. Anytime something makes it into the mainstream, all of a sudden people want it. The demand goes up, and companies are trying to supply it, but they're not always doing a good job. So we'll get into that in a second. Coming back just for a second about recovery.
Yeah.
Recovery is the anabolic process, is it not? I mean, you when you stimulate muscle growth in the gym through resistance training, the actual anabolic process is during recovery, is it not?
It is, but you know, it's worth remembering it is a three-step process: stimulate, recover, and grow. People have no problem stimulating muscle growth. In fact, they're stimulus freaks. They're in there all the time stimulating growth. Where things go awry is in the recovery process. Many do not recover from their previous session, and they certainly don't reach the growth stage. Now, when you are using a compound like Synthogen that drastically accelerates your recovery, you are going to grow, and you're going to have more productive sessions per every, let's say, week, month, or year. And that's what these guys are finding out. They can deal with high-intensity, very demanding sessions, squeeze more of those in every month, and lo and behold, you know, the muscle piles on and the fat comes off.
Hey, real quick, did you happen to see Adele Moose's blog post at subversity.com about oral adenosine 5-triphosphate ATP?
I did not.
You know, I never realized you could just take ATP directly. It would see, I mean, stand to reason that that would be a great supplement. I don't know. I haven't read his blog post, but I'm definitely going to read it today. But he did a write-up on oral adenosine 5-triphosphate, parenthetically, ATP supplementation, a story of mice and men. Can ATP be the cornerstone of new generation of innovative pre-workout pump supplements?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people attempt and do jack up ATP levels through creatine, right? It's
right.
Tried and true. But personal opinion, I think combinations of things like peak ATP, perhaps just straight oral ATP, and especially orotic acid do it better. You know, I've heard from many people who tell me that while creatine didn't work for them, Synthogen certainly did.
Right.
And they're able to lift harder and longer, and they have that muscle fullness that everybody speaks of on creatine. So whether you get there with creatine or orotic acid or peak ATP or some other compound, I don't think it matters. What matters is
that you get
what
there.
Works.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Check it out. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
So government mandates the use of this, and government says you should try that, but government doesn't do those things.
Listen weekdays at noon.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. The next question, as I alluded to, comes from Mike Grady. What's the deal on Olympus Labs Laxergenin? I've seen it at Blackstone Labs, too. What are the qualities of these products? Do they contain what they say they do? Is Olympus Labs working on a standardized Laxergenin? Is that what they're doing?
You know, I honestly don't know too much about their product. I have, unfortunately, not had a lot of time to look into it. I can't speak then for their product, other than to say a mutual friend of mine, Sanad Makis, up there in Norway, he was sorely disappointed because he ran it all the way up to 200 milligrams a day and saw zilch, zip, nada. And now, granted, that's one user, but the man knows his ecti. He's run everything from Reponticum to Suma to Turk, so I take his feedback seriously. Blackstone's product, Anochinan, I think they call it, comes in 25 milligram caps with 60 to a bottle. So 50 milligrams a day is going to be enough for just about anybody, particularly if used prior to and immediately after the workout. Reports are quite favorable from the people that I've heard using it. They're getting a big anti-inflammatory response and some quick strength gains. Laxergenin is a natural, non-hormonal anabolic agent usually derived from diosygenin. It's also present in Smilax, Siboldi, and our old friend Tribulus, but it's cost prohibitive to extract from those herbs. If you're going to indulge in Blackstone's product, do remember there's an SHR10, I think, discount code. You get 10% off any Blackstone product. Laxergenin, in an ideal world, is best paired with a hormonal, such as their Super Trenabol or Alpha-1 Max. Those are two of the strongest pro-hormones on the market, and lend themselves well to the DNA transcription I mentioned earlier. If you're going to use those hormonals in any fashion, Gear Support and their post-psychotherapy product are an absolute must. So, you know, absent C of A's or something done by Chromadex, it's tough for me to tell.
So I just want to make sure I'm clear of something. Blackstone Labs is not using Olympus Labs Laxergenin. Olympus is not producing this Laxergenin for other people, right?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, so I got what you're saying. Okay, so the Laxergenin from Blackstone Labs could be very different and could cause the benefits that people are looking for. You've just had someone talk about their use of Olympus Labs product.
Yeah, you know, and I would caution people to not get too excited when they start it. You know, we all know what the placebo effect is responsible for. Just give it a good 6 to 8 weeks, keep careful records, and share your feedback on whatever brand you're using, because it helps all of us.
Johnny Gray says, I'm trying like hell to lose weight and nothing's working. I'm 44, by the way, and lift heavy 3 days a week. You know who we should have answering these questions? 17, 18, and 19-year-old girls, because they seem to be able to lose weight. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anorexia.
Yeah.
Believe me. Your first weapon of choice is always going to be training. Right now, I like 2 or 3 lactic acid tolerance training sessions rotated with one heavy session. Why? You know, you want to keep your central nervous system in tip-top shape. You want to stay in touch with the heavy weights. Biggest mistake anyone can make when cutting weight is dropping the weight on the bar, because when the heavy tension disappears, so too does the muscle. Now, beyond that, you didn't mention cardio. Here again, I like rotating 2 or 3 HIIT sessions with a low-intensity, steady-state workout to be performed on an empty stomach in the AM. A great thermogenic of choice there would be caffeine and EGCG from green tea.
And Forskolin. No, I'm only kidding. Good. Yeah, you were talking about Forskolin before. No, Forskolin I was going to say. Good.
Forskolin, too. Yeah. 200 milligrams of caffeine, 300 milligrams of EGCG, and throw in 50 of Forskolin, 50 milligrams.
There you go.
For your pleasure. You also want to take a look at things like branched-chain aminos or essential amino acids. They're going to help protect shield your muscle from breakdown. I would suggest 10 grams of each before and after the workout. Normally, when energy demands are high, the body will draw upon carbs in the bloodstream to burn as fuel, with muscle being broken down later on. Since you already fasted, though, for 8 hours, right, while you're sleeping, mm-hmm. taking your thermogenics and now hitting the cardio, the body has no choice but to tap into stored body fat to fuel that exercise demand. It is a brilliant solution, and you'll find your thermogenics hit harder on an empty stomach, too. So I hope that helps, John.
And you just have to do it long enough. That's the other thing I see people not doing. You may have to do this for 3 months to see the results that you want. Most people give up after 3 weeks. They go, oh, this isn't working. And quite often it isn't, but it's not showing up yet. So just keep that in mind. Panos Antonaco says, how does Tranquilogen work to fight pain? Even you out and improve workouts. I ask this because it's done all three for me and it's quite noticeable. Also, how do I dose it around the workout?
Well, you know,
Tranquilogen for workouts. I mean, I know Synthogen. I thought Tranquilogen relaxed you, that you're using it for workouts too now.
Well, there are some guys that have found that, curiously enough, when they take their pre-workouts, you know how it makes them jittery? When you add a tab of Tranquilogen, it really does a nice job evening things out.
So it doesn't relax you too much because you've got the stim working. It just kind of takes the edge off the stim.
Yeah, and then those that are sensitive to rhodiola, in other words, it gives them a little bit of energy instead of, you know, really mellows them out. They also, likewise, like to use it pre-workout. So as luck would have it, I got a text from Mass just before the show saying that they got a mother load of Tranquilogen in. It's 15% stronger on the curcumin and the rhodiola, too. So, you know, how does it do all that, Panos, as you validated in your feedback? The main drivers in the formula are curcumin and rhodiola. So a word now on those two. Curcumin has so many benefits for the athlete. I would literally put it at the top of the list of supplemental herbs. A full gram of it is in TQ, and it's the number one ingredient. A very noticeable reduction in pain and inflammation is present from the very first dose. And if you bracket that around the workout, one before and one after, it is extremely noticeable when you come off, a lot like Synthogen. Rhodiola is perhaps the most misunderstood adaptogen out there. The cheap material comes from China, and that's what almost everybody uses. The rhodiola used in Tranquilogen is the absolute finest top shelf available. It's actually Gia Herbs material, and that comes directly from Russia. It's not that cheap Chinese stuff. It is a standardized full-spectrum extract for the full payload of rosovans, which are the speculated actives in the plant. It brings into balance both serotonin and dopamine, which are two neurotransmitters that stress depletes in today's stress-riddled society. It also has benefits to your workout, as an acute dose, at least in one study, led to improved work capacity as defined by cardiovascular capacity when dosed immediately pre-workout. The rest of the formula is rounded out by 5-HTP, astaxanthin, and bioperin, which is Sabinsa's trademark black pepper. 5-HTP reliably converts to tryptophan and induces a calming effect, and it does so without having any of the empty stomach issues that you need when dosing things like straight L-tryptophan. No such problem with 5-HTP. Astaxanthin is likewise an excellent anti-inflammatory, and it pairs well with curcumin. Dosing on training days, it's a snap. Just take one cap immediately pre-workout and another right afterwards. Most use it alongside Synthogen, but I actually like rotating the two because it allows me to gauge the horsepower of each, and it stretches my supply. So give that a shot, Panos. It sounds like you're getting great results today, but following that dosing protocol might get you even better results in the future.
Okay, and we are right on track to take a break. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish here on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The American government loves Monsanto because if Monsanto's successful, then we will control the world because we'll have control of the food.
Listen to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Weekdays at noon.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. Work it, make it better, do it faster. Makes us stronger, all the better.
Welcome back. Don't forget, by the way, this is for a limited time because Immunodynamics is going to stop the kilo for $200 very shortly. So if you have not bought a kilo of colostrum from Immunodynamics yet, you better do it soon. Go to superhumanradio.com, look in the Carl Recommends area for Immunodynamics. Click the banner ad, use the coupon code SHR2 to get a kilo of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum for $200. Seth Spanner says, hey, coach, quick question when you have a moment. The deal on the Blueprint Army is too good to pass up. I just want to verify that I would no longer need the standalone subscription to the Bulletin at that point, correct? Just making sure so I don't look like a jack A when I cancel it. But I'm signing up for the Army as fast as I can, logging into PayPal now.
Yeah, you know, Seth is correct. For those joining the Blueprint Army, and you can go to CoachRobRegish.com over on the right-hand side of the menu, you see Blueprint Army. You can click on it. For those of you that already have the Bulletin, you no longer need that subscription, and the difference will be refunded to you once you join the Army. And membership in that Army, what it offers is astounding, especially, let's say, the Gold membership. And once you're a member, you're going to have access to the following: an audio archive of over 2 years worth of Blueprint Power Hour SHR episodes. And we all know they are laced with some gems. You're also going to get a written transcript of each show, including a searchable database perfect for looking up your chosen topic. You're going to get all 7 of my special reports detailing some very little known fat loss and muscle building and physique enhancing tips. And you'll also get the add-ons that are in the works, and there are plenty of them. You will have webinars, let's call it a monthly or every 4 to 6 weeks webinar. I just did one on that drink that everybody's inquiring about that members will get. You're going to have access to the Blueprint 2.0, 3.0, and the Meteoric, every article I have ever written on the topic of physical culture, the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course, discounts, shopping links, and promotion codes on a lot of your favorite supplements, including let's call it Turkesterone and Loxogenin, over 20, every issue of the Blueprint Bulletin, every published and counting, all in one place, continually updated with every month's issue, and exclusive email access to me to help clarify anything. When you add it all up, as Seth says, it really is a no-brainer. In July, next month, members' subscription for folks getting the Blueprint Bulletin, they're going to be receiving info on hyperplasia-specific training. Magnesium's role in building muscle, way overlooked. Doesn't sound sexy, but it's huge if you're deficient, and most North Americans are. The benefits of abbreviated training, profiles on Alpha 1 Max, which is the strongest prohormone on the market, although you don't hear much about it, and more how-to information that will get you gaining again. Best of all, it is a growing repository of information we call the Vault. And there is literally enough information there to put into practice for years. And it is powerful information, guaranteed to get you gaining again. If I knew then what I know now, I would have killed for this kind of info. Because while you can recoup money, you can never get time back. So CoachRobRegish.com for more information. It is the pinnacle of unorthodox training, dietary, and supplement info on the web. You will not be disappointed.
Dan Zeipel says, diet-wise, what do you practice today in your 40s versus the way you did it in your 20s? What do you practice today in your 40s versus how you did it in your 20s?
It's a really interesting question and insightful. In my 20s, I was still kind of suffering from ectomorph disease. I found it very, very difficult to put on muscle. When I did overeat, which was frequently the only way I could put it on, I put on too much around waist. It was not uncommon for me to eat up to 6,000 calories a day. In one instance, when I was on the anabolic diet, I got 4,000 of those from 2 cups of vegetable oil a day, mixed in 8 scoops of whey protein. So, and the rest made up in whole food. Now, fast forward to age 40 or so. It actually started before that. And I recall being one of the very first people to read Ori Hofmeckler's interview on TNation.com, or TMAG, about the Warrior Diet. And it absolutely blew my mind. Why? Because every person involved in weight training had been conditioned to believe that if you did not get food, and especially protein, every 2 to 3 hours, your muscle was going to disappear. And what Ori was advancing as a theory was he wanted you to fast for about 16 hours, gradually building up to that, and then break that fast with 1 or 2 huge meals, ideally post-exercise. And the very first week that I did it, I saw results, and amazing results at that. And these were not just physique-enhancing results. These were general health results. and everything he said was true. Since that time, I have since refined my dieting approach to include alternating days of intermittent fasting and traditional bodybuilding style eating. Now, how did I go about that? Well, originally when I started, I did 3 days of each. Didn't matter what training days, you know, fell on. And then I eventually hit on a schedule. I think 3 and 2 was the best for me. But then I did something that I think everybody can benefit from, which was I listened to my body. If I trained that day and after training I wasn't hungry, I didn't eat. Now, I did get my Synthogen during the day, or during, in and around the workout, but I didn't wait, you know, I didn't eat until later in the day. Now, there were other days, usually leg and back days, where I was hungry after the workout and accordingly fed my body every 2 to 3 hours for the remainder of the day. Here's the bottom line. Things change from your 20s to your 30s to your 40s. And I'm sure when I'm 60, if I make it there, I will, I'll be eating, let's say, differently. You need to make the adjustment. You need to try various approaches. You need to find out what works for you. And in the Blueprint Army, we have a short list of diet approaches that work for individuals. Everybody, you know, from the 20-year-old ectomorph to the 45-year-old mesomorph to the endomorph, who has a tremendous difficulty in losing fat, not so much muscle, but fat. So, you know, by all means, indulge, dig deep, experiment, because what works for you today is almost guaranteed not to work 10 years from now.
And it's really interesting what you say, because you don't need a special map, a special diet when you start listening to your body.
No.
I mean, because your body is going to tell you, I mean, assuming that you're in touch with your body, a lot of people have lost touch with their body because they're so pragmatic about, whoa, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do this every 2 hours, I have to do this, I have to supplement every... It's like when you unlock from that and you start listening to your body, I've had workouts where I didn't feel hungry afterwards and I didn't rush to eat. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, the body would tell you if it's really, really starving. It's like you just had a great big workout and now you're starving to death and you go eat. And if you don't, if you're not starving to death, maybe you could put off eating for a half hour, 45 minutes until you get hungry.
I once read an article by Mauro Di Pasquale where he said where he was trying to put on body weight. He set his wristwatch for every 2 hours and come hell or high water, he was going to eat. I did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And many times I was not hungry, but I ate anyway. And I put on weight, but most of it was in the stomach.
And that's unfortunate. So, yeah, you're right. You're right. Listen, we're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to do the blueprint tip of the day, revisiting Boston Strong, what it really means. You're listening to Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. You can go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about what Rob does and what he can do for you. Join the Blueprint Army today and get on the road to Gainesville. We'll be right back.
I bet you're feeling stronger already. So keep listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweet with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Ivy Chung to talk about how blue light increases hunger. And we are surrounded by high levels of blue light, from computer screens to iPads to iPhones to LED and LCD TV sets. Could this be part of the obesogenic model? I think so. Okay. So let's get this on the road here. Rob, what is the blueprint tip of the day?
Well, we're going to revisit what it means to be Boston strong and really delve down into what it really means for the listeners. Because when terrorists hijacked airliners and flew them into buildings on 9/11, we all know the world changed. In an instant, the world did change, but perhaps not in the way it's been spun in the media. Terrorists had brought the war to a place it's never been, right on our doorstep. And some time ago, we got another reminder that the war on American soil isn't over. Someone at the Boston Marathon, right, took it upon themselves to once again attack innocent, unarmed civilian with bombs laced with nails, ball bearings, and other items designed to maim, cripple, and kill. Seemingly random people were carjacked, they were shot dead, and otherwise terrorized. More importantly, these attacks are designed to cripple us psychologically and instill fear in most people. There's going to be more to come, that much is certain. But the next time you gather, though, at a sporting event, a shopping mall, a church, or any other public place, know this. You are now on the front lines. But unlike our men and women in uniform, the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, or even your local police department, nobody's going to issue you a weapon, right? Your right to carry a weapon is under attack, in fact. I'm not going to open up that can of worms right now, but suffice it to say, your ability to fight back with a weapon has been severely compromised. And in that Boston manhunt for the bombers, there were thousands of FBI, ATF, National Guardsmen, right down to local police swarming the city. And they came equipped with all the bells and whistles, night vision equipment, military vehicles, high-powered assault rifles, helicopters, forward-looking infrared, right? Everything. Yet, in the end, who ultimately found, confronted, and led to the capture of the suspects in that case?
A cigarette smoker, no less. He went outside to smoke a cigarette.
That's
there
right.
There you go.
It was Watertown resident Dave Henneberry who not only noticed the blood on his boat, but then had the testicular fortitude to actually look inside of it. Right? That took guts, and the possibility of being confronted was high. Now, how about the actual bombing itself? Many of the injured were carried away by the strong, right, to first aid tents, ambulances, and other areas. There was no time for warm-ups. There was no time to put a weight belt on. There was no time to psych up, right, before the test of life and death. In an instant, they were all called upon and challenged with enormous physical tasks under intense mental pressure. Which brings me to today's tip of the day on what it really means to be Boston strong. In the new world that we now live in, physical excellence is important. The war is no longer overseas. It's right here. Combat is no longer reserved for well-trained soldiers, sailors, and airmen. You are now on the front lines, and you may be asked to man up and take care of business at a moment's notice. The heroic actions undertaken by civilians in Boston were predicated upon superior mental, physical, and psychological qualities, the very same qualities we work toward when we step foot in the gym. And every week, we gather here in an effort to improve physically. And lately, I've hammered on bodyweight training to develop real-world functional strength, as well as focus and concentration exercises that I've spoken to. You saw a lot of that when the bombs went off, right? And those carrying the wounded away. You saw it on 9/11, when unarmed civilians aboard Flight 93 confronted the hijackers with box cutters. And you very well may need it the next time you or your family get on a plane, go to the mall, or to a ball game. Integrating what you learn here into your training results in the kind of Boston strong that may very well spell the difference between life and death for you and your family. Finally, know this. Terrorists are counting on Americans to be passive in the face of aggression. If they try that with a superhuman, you make damn sure they find out the hard way they counted wrong.
That's true, and that's great. You want to know something funny? September 11, 2001, obviously the attack on this country occurred. Terrorists. I had to go to Israel November 2001. It's really when I started to, I'd started my journey into physical culture already. And it's really when I started to experiment with my strength. And 2000, 2001 is when I started to migrate over to a more powerlifting type, exercise routine. It was very new to me. I remember getting on the plane. It was El Al, getting ready to fly to Israel. I remember when they had the, it was a big plane. It had, you know, seats in the middle, seats on both sides, two rows. It was one of these giant, I don't know, 757s or whatever it was. I remember observing and looking around the plane where I was sitting, and I was taking note of where that oxygen tank is. You know that that green oxygen tank they keep, one of them positioned every so often right where the blankets are kept, just in case somebody can't breathe and they have to rescue them because they're having some sort of health issue mid-flight. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I knew where that was. I knew where the one to the right of me was. I knew where the one to the left, because I immediately thought to myself, if anything goes down on this plane, I'm going to jump up. I'm going to unlock that overhead. I'm going to grab that oxygen tank, and I am going to wield it like the saber sword in a sci-fi movie. I thought to myself, and you know what? And I was prepared. I was preparing myself for something. Nothing happened, obviously, but I was preparing myself. People need to think that way. You know, I grew up in an area of Brooklyn. I have amazing radar. I can pick a person out of a crowd and I know that this person isn't to be trusted. And it's because I grew up in an area of Brooklyn at a time where if you made bad judgment about someone, you could end up dead. As a kid, I'm talking about, okay? And so as a result of that, I have really, really good radar that way. We all need to have radar that way. We all need to pay attention to our surroundings because I hope it never happens, but it could happen that someday we are in the midst of a problem and we will be called to act, not only to protect ourselves, maybe to protect our children or protect a stranger who is standing next to you who can't protect themselves. So you're right on about this. And you want to know something? It's not just Boston strong. It's Brooklyn strong. It's Chicago strong. It's Detroit strong. It's Los Angeles strong. It's Miami strong. This is, you know what? We have forgotten our roots, folks. This country was built on explicit strength of character, strength of being, intestinal fortitude. We've forgotten that. We are a strong nation. We've proven that time and time again in world wars. So we need to reconnect with that strength. Other country, I know this because I worked with people in Israel. One time, I'll never forget, I was talking to this Israeli woman, Sarit, her name was. And I said to her, I don't know how we got onto the subject of American men, but her opinion of American men were we were weak and whiny. We complained about everything, and we really couldn't, we couldn't defend ourselves. And I'll never forget that. A lot of people in other countries look at Americans like we are weak and whiny, unfortunately, because there are a lot of weak and whiny Americans out there. Okay? It's justified. But not all of us are weak and whiny. In this audience here, those of us who put a lot of value in superhuman virtues, superhuman qualities of life, we are not weak and whiny. And we are the ones, unfortunately, we will be the ones that in the midst of a situation like that, we will be the ones that will act because we have the capacity to, we have the heart, we have the strength. But you need to be aware of your surroundings today. There's no, we're becoming complacent, right? We haven't had anything happen in quite a while. No threats, no someone is apprehended trying to do this. It's been very, very quiet. And this is what terrorists thrive on. They thrive on complacency. They thrive on people going, oh, everything is wonderful. I don't have to worry about it anymore. And that is when stuff happens.
So yeah. You
have to be aware.
You got to be aware. You got to be vigilant. You got to be on guard. Just because it hasn't happened in a while doesn't mean it's going to happen again. And you, more than likely, are going to be the go-to guy or the go-to gal that's going to be expected to step up. So do not think for one second that what we do and what we discuss here every week is not important. It will be everything when the time comes.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I think that what you said that we will be expected to step up. I take one issue with that statement. I think those of us in this audience, we will expect ourselves to step up. We will not stand by and watch something like that happen. We will want to step up. No one's going to look at us and go, you look pretty fit. Maybe you should do something about this. We are going to put the pressure on ourselves to step forward and do something. So
yeah, that's usually how it happens.
Yeah,
but, it is a unique, it says something about the general public that while they're the first people to point at us and say steroids, they're also going to be the first people to hide behind us when something goes wrong.
Rob Regish, great show today, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance, benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is a Superhuman Radio Network news update. I'm Elliot Turton. Fecal transplants restore healthy bacteria and gut functions. Fecal microbiota transplantation, or the process of delivering poop bacteria from a healthy donor to a patient suffering from intestinal infection with the bacterium Clostridium difficile, works by restoring healthy bacteria and function to the recipient's gut. According to a study published today by the American Society of Microbiology, the study provides insight into the structural and potential metabolic changes that occur following fecal transplant, which have been successful at curing more than 90% of the recipients and have been used successfully since the 1950s. Studying families of bacteria in the samples, investigators found marked differences among the donor, pre-transplant, and post-transplant samples. However, those from the donors and post-transplant patients were most similar to each other, indicating that the transplants particularly returned a diverse community of healthy gut bacteria to the recipients. Then, researchers analyzed the relationship between the community structure of the microorganisms and their function. The samples taken from patients before transplant had decreased levels of several pathways related to basic metabolism and production of chemicals like amino acids and carbohydrates, but were enriched in pathways associated with stress response and inflammation. There may be a link between a reproductive pathway and obesity. People and mice with mutations in a specific signaling pathway, known as kisspatin, suffer reproductive effects such as delayed puberty and infertility. Research of this pathway has focused its role in reproduction, but a study in the Journal of Clinical Investigation looked at its effects on metabolism. Alexander Kaufman and colleagues at the University of California, San Diego, found the lack of kisspatin pathway in female mice promotes excess weight gain. Mice became overweight as a result of reduced metabolism and decreased energy, but not as a result of increased food consumption, and have a potential to translate into approaches to treat human obesity. More news coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Now for the rest of the Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Studies show blocking the brain's internal marijuana may trigger early Alzheimer's deficits.
A new study led by the investigators at the Stanford University School of Medicine has implicated that the blocking of endocannabinoids, signaling substances that are the brain's internal versions of the psychoactive chemicals in marijuana, a substance called A-beta, impaired the learning and memory by blocking the natural beneficial action of endocannabinoids in the brain, the study demonstrates. The Stanford group is now trying to figure out the molecular details on how and where this interference occurs. Pinning down those details could pave the path to new drugs. A possible physiological role of A-beta in the normal healthy brain is that of supplying the brain's sophisticated circuits with yet another beneficial layer of discretion in processing information. This normal everyday A-beta mechanism run wild may represent an entry point to the progressive and destructive stages of Alzheimer's disease. Exactly how A-beta blocked endocannabinoids' actions is not yet known. However, it would be wildly off the mark to assume that just because A-beta interferes with a valuable neurophysiological process mediated by endocannabinoids, smoking pot would be a great way to counter or prevent A-beta's nefarious effects on memory and learning ability. Smoking or ingesting marijuana results in long-lasting inhibition of inner neurons by the herb's active chemical, THC. This is vastly different from the short-acting endocannabinoids burst precisely timed to occur only when a signal is truly worthy of attention. Exposure to marijuana over minutes or hours is different. It's more like enhancing everything indiscriminately, so you lose the filtering effects. It's like listening to 5 radio stations at once. For more information and news stories, follow us on our website, superhumanradio.com, and like us on Facebook. I'm Elliot Turton, and this has been a Superhuman Radio Network News Update.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You know, we've talked about people who stay up late watching television. We've talked about the effects of blue light blunting the melatonin production that leads to poor sleep. We've even talked about the biohack of wearing blue blocker glasses late at night if you insist on playing on your iPad before you go to bed. My next guest is Ivy Cheung, and she is one of the authors of a paper that looked at blue light's exposure effect to hunger. How you doing, Ivy?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. So, first of all, talk about why did you look into this? What was the theory that you were working towards when you looked at this?
Sure. So we know that a lot of animal and human studies have shown that altering the timing of light-dark exposure can influence appetite and weight regulation. And so we've also seen in a lot of these epidemiological studies that later timing of light or light in the evening or at the wrong time of day is related to obesity. So we were really interested in seeing how a very acute light exposure in the evening could influence some of these weight regulation components, such as hunger and metabolism. So that's kind of how we got involved in this study.
So explain the design of the study first before we get into the details of it.
Sure. So we recruited healthy adults from the Chicago area, and so we got people who had regular sleep and eating schedules. And we brought them into the laboratory, and they were kept in dim light during wake time, and they had carbohydrate-rich isocaloric meals given at specific times based on their own habitual wake and sleep time, so we didn't want to disrupt their normal sleep-wake patterns or their habitual eating patterns. So for each person, each of the 10 people we brought in, we had their schedule matched to their own habitual schedule based on monitoring for a a week or two prior to them coming in. And we gave them questionnaires for hunger, and then we also took blood draws half hourly for different measures. And the thing we're comparing is when they're in dim light in the evening time versus when they have blue and rich light in the evening time for 3 hours.
So what were the markers that you looked for? I would imagine insulin or C-peptide was observed, right, in the blood work?
Sure. Yeah, so from the blood work, we looked at glucose and insulin mainly, and we did have C-peptide just to confirm that what we were seeing in insulin was true. And so from the glucose and insulin, we did area under the curve analysis, which kind of tells us about the glucose output and the insulin levels. And then we also calculated something called HOMA-IR, which is the homeostatic model assessment of insulin resistance. So it's kind of a comparison of the relative insulin resistance.
Did you look at any adrenal hormones that are responsible for blood sugar management, like cortisol or glucagon?
No, we really think this would be really interesting to look at in the future, but we did not. We were just looking at appetite regulation,
sure,
kind of metabolic hormones.
Okay. So what did you find when these individuals were given? Okay, I want to also establish something else. The light exposure that was used for the test was 260 lux of blue-enriched light. So tell me what can we compare 260 lux to? Is that a computer screen, or is that something brighter than a computer screen?
It's probably similar to about a computer screen, depending on the brightness level you have it at. We actually used the Philips Go Light Blue Plus light boxes. So we had two of these, and these are something you can just buy in a regular store that are often used for like seasonal affective disorder. And here are just blue light boxes, and we had two of these 24 inches from each participant on the left and right side. And we used the different levels on the actual light boxes themselves to taper up the light over 15 minutes and then back down again at the end of the three-hour exposure, so they weren't just like blasted with all of the light all at once.
But this would be the equivalent of if you sat up late in the evening to watch television in front of one of these new LED LCD screen TVs. This would probably be very comparable, right?
Possibly, yes. But we didn't actually test like televisions or computer screens.
So they had to sit still for 3 hours in front of with these boxes on either side of them?
Yeah, they were sitting still. A lot of them were reading or doing homework or playing games. So we had staff that sat with them to make sure that they actually were sitting in front of the light boxes. And they still had their blood drawn and testing at the same time, but they remained seated in the same spot in front of the two light boxes. That is correct.
Talk about the diet. It was identified as an isocaloric, carbohydrate-rich meals. When were these meals consumed? Were these also consumed in the baseline period as well, when you were taking blood draws before the introduction of the higher blue light?
Right. So the meals are given 1, 5, and 11 hours after wake on all days. And so the meals are the same between days. So say the meal 1 hour after wake is the same on the dim light day as the blue day for each person. And then the same for the evening meal, 11 hours after wake is the same on the dim day as it is on the blue day. And these meals were put together by the bionutritionist at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, where we run our research.
Right.
And they're based on each individual person's height, weight, and energy expenditure. And so they're really tailored to each individual person. And between the two conditions, they have the same meals at the same time. So we really tried to control for any other variation that may account for any of these findings.
So that was at the 1 hour and 11 hours after awakening. But what about the 5 hours after awakening?
Right, so the same thing. For
same
the
thing.
Afternoon meal, they had the same afternoon meal on both days. But, of course, this was different than, say, the morning meal or the evening meal. But on each day, they had the same meal.
So what a carbohydrate-rich meal, what percentage of it is carbohydrates, and what were the glycemic kind of indexes or loads of this meal? Do you know?
Trying to remember. I do believe the meals were 50 to 55% carbohydrate, 15 to 20% protein, and 30 to 35% fat. Hopefully that adds 200. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're fixed macronutrient composition.
Okay. And I mean, were the carbohydrate, were the carbohydrate sources bread, pasta, anything that they wanted to eat, or was this a this was a food grade meal? I mean, a medical grade meal where you put together a drink for them or some meal plan.
It is an actual meal, so they had a menu they could choose from before they started the study, and they were told, like, on the same days, they would have to have that same morning meal, the same afternoon meal, the same evening meal, and they got to choose from a couple options offered by the bio-nutrition department in the hospital. So it's not a drink, it's actual food.
Okay, good.
Like, you're using pasta, rice, chicken, fish, and stuff like that.
Cool.
But, yeah, it is hospital-grade food.
You know, the reason I ask that is because we know that just a high carbohydrate or high glycemic load meal late at night, close to bedtime, can alter sleep dramatically but more importantly, can affect satiety. Because late at night, we tend to be more insulin resistant just by virtue of the biological process of the body. So we end up with this overproduction of insulin, then this hypoglycemic episode that stimulates the desire for more carbohydrate food, and it's this roller coaster that takes place that's triggered just by that high glycemic index meal.
Right.
So we
do try and control for that just because they have the same meal on the two conditions,
okay.
And they also weren't allowed to eat anything afterwards, so we controlled their food intake, and it was the same across both conditions. But you are correct, there is higher insulin resistance in the evening, and we do see that the food composition affects their satiety.
And one more thing before we go into the break and we come back and we talk about what you learned. The introduction of the various lights, the low lux and the high lux blue light, occurred at 10 and a half hours after awakening, so approximately a half hour before that last meal, right?
Right, yeah. So we wanted to have a measure before the meal, and then there's one measurement just with the light alone, and then all the further measurements are post-meal during the light and then following the light.
It makes perfect sense. Very, very, very well designed. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to come back and speak more to Ivy Cheung about what happened when individuals receive that high dose of blue light later in the evening. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
In what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of.
buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, I'm sure everybody out there knows somebody who says, you know, I'm fine all day long. My problem is late at night. I just can't stop eating. Well, we may discover why here with Ivy Chung's discussion. So what did you learn between the two groups, the group that did not receive the high light pulse late in the evening and the group that did?
Sure. So compared to the dim light, we saw that with evening blue enriched light, participants reported higher levels of hunger, and they were, from their blood work, they had higher peak glucose levels and more insulin area under the curve, which results in a higher level of insulin resistance.
So can we attribute that one thing to the increase or the decrease in satiety, the increase in hunger? I mean, there are other peptides involved in hunger. Sure. I want to say ghrelin is one. Obviously, leptin is one in a different direction. We also have cholecystokinin that the stomach produces. There are peptides in there. I mean, what is it simply the fact that, because we know we're more insulin resistant at night. We already know that insulin sensitivity is a diurnal biphasic phenomenon in the body. And the body does that specifically because it assumes that it's not going to get a lot of food at night, contrary to the current conditions. So is it simply this effect on blood sugar levels that increases hunger?
So it's not just the increase in blood sugar level in the evening. So, because this is in comparison to the same time of day, but in the dim light. So even though in the evening we see that there is higher relative insulin resistance, with the blue enriched light in the evening compared to the dim light, it's actually even higher. Does that make sense?
Yes, I see. Okay, now we know that part of the problem with the obesity epidemic today, some people will... We know it's not lack of control, but we do understand that people who tend to be obese tend to have a harder time fighting off impulses to eat. And if you combine that with your research, it underscores the phenomenon of people working all day long and not eating anything and then coming home and parking in front of the TV from 6 o'clock news on and eating everything in sight, does it not?
Yeah, it does. And there's also been previous research from our group that has shown that eating after 8 p.m., actual clock time 8 p.m. in the evening is related to higher body mass index and weight. And then very recently, another study from our group came out to show that like habitual light exposure later in the evening is also associated with a higher BMI. So it's really interesting to see all these results coming together. And here we have just 1 3-hour exposure to blue light in the evening showing increases in hunger and changes in metabolism. So it'd be really interesting in the future to let them choose their own food and perhaps see if it actually changes actual behavior, which could even then compound further upon some of the metabolic effects we see.
You know, one of the reasons I wanted to know if you looked at any adrenal hormones, especially cortisol, because we know the chronobiotic melatonin it suppresses cortisol production. And we already know from other research on how blue light impairs sleep quality and sleep cycles that blue light impairs, it shuts off the pulse of melatonin because the retina of the eye goes, oh, it's still the locomotive period. It's still daytime. We're not ready to go to bed yet. I wonder what role the lack of melatonin as a result of this blue light plays in the increases in late-night cortisol, which help to kind of dysregulate both glucose and insulin's response.
Okay, so, well, we're not really here looking at impacts on sleep because we're looking at these measures very acutely, so we give the 3-hour light exposure from 10.5 to 14.5 hours after wake, and then we're really measuring these outcomes at that same time period. So we haven't looked further to see, like, after a night of sleep, how the blue enriched light in the evening might be affecting the sleep and then also thereby affecting
I'm not saying the sleep. I'm saying the absence of melatonin is causing the adrenal glands to dysregulate the production of cortisol, and as a result of that, hunger. We know that dysregulation of blood sugar does lead to hunger, whether it's hypo or hyperglycemia. We know that that affects hunger in one way or another. And we know that melatonin helps to suppress cortisol late at night. I'm wondering if the lack of melatonin plays a role in the hunger because the adrenal glands are not working the way they should. They don't realize it's nighttime anymore.
Right. Well, we don't actually think that this effect is largely due to melatonin because we're doing the light exposure pretty early in the daytime, so it's not really at the time when melatonin is present. So melatonin is probably just beginning to rise at the time that we stop the light exposure because we're really looking, you know, around the evening mealtime. It's not so much late into the night or like during the sleep period that these people are habitually sleeping. So we don't really think this is involved in melatonin, and we kind of did this to try to extract and move away from that effect. So we're really interested in seeing like what physiologically the light might be doing.
That makes perfect sense. You're right, because the melatonin really isn't even coming into play at that point in time.
Not quite, yeah. So we're thinking we didn't actually measure melatonin, but we don't think that it's due to any impacts on melatonin given the time of day that we're giving the light.
Was there did these individuals, once they stopped receiving the bright 260 or 280 lux light, did they reestablish their normal hunger satiety rhythms, or were they dysregulated for some short period of time afterwards?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we just have them recorded for the hour after the light exposure, and we see that these effects are maintained for that hour afterwards. Mm-hmm. However, then we put them to bed, and we don't have any measurements, say, for the next day or the sleep period. That hasn't been analyzed yet, but we're really interested in looking further at this to see how long the effects may be maintained and if there's any sort of long-term chronic effects. We have more persistent light exposure, perhaps over several days or something. It's a really good question.
Well, and I can see that this is an acute response, but we have to remember that most people, like I was doing the math in my simple brain a second ago, 10.5 hours later is around the 6 o'clock news. Everybody sits down for the 6 o'clock news. And so, but they don't stop there. They watch the 6 o'clock news, the 7 o'clock news, the world news, then they start watching their favorite sitcoms and then Jimmy Kimmel and late up. It's like, so even if the effect was only for a half hour later, they watch TV indefinitely until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Sure, right.
So the effects would be prolonged as long as you up until the last moment of blue light exposure. Let's say it would be extended out from there for, let's say, another half hour from there.
Yeah, we believe so, but we didn't actually look at light exposure that far into the evening, yes.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots more questions. We're talking with Ivy Cheung. This could be the reason, folks. This could be the reason so many people complain that they're so good on their diet all day long, but they just can't help themselves. They eat everything in their house, their neighbor's house, and the grocery store late at night. I know so many people have told me this, and really, maybe it's just a matter of getting into a dark room. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, Force Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Ivy Cheung. We're talking about the effects of blue light late in the evening and how they increase hunger. Make you eat like an animal. You know, this is just, you know, we first started talking about this whole concept of the effect of light and obesity when I had We did a show called about a book called Lights Out that was written by a woman whose name escapes me right now. It'll come to me in a second. But the whole book revolved around this idea that if you turn the lights off in your home and open the blinds up and allow dusk to drive your activity levels in the home, and you go to sleep when it's dark, then you don't turn the lights on to super compensate for the darkness outside so that you can work later or message your friends on Facebook. You allow light to dictate when you go to sleep, that you can completely reverse diabetes. That's what the book Lights Out was all about. So this is not a new idea at all. And while I believe that it's important to understand the mechanism of action that is causing this phenomenon, I think we can safely all agree that our penchant to sit with our iPads in our face at night, our Kindles, you know, this whole reading a Kindle is so cool. Well, it's got light, and I don't know if it's blue light or not, but typically they're brighter than darkness, so you could read. You know, staying up late, TV in the bedroom is a no-no. I would never have a TV in the bedroom. Bedrooms are for sleeping. They should be dark. You know, I think we can all agree that the light that we create, artificial light that we create late into the evening, is playing a role in the obesogenic model. Would you agree with that, Ivy?
Yeah, I think it's quite possible. And, you know, given these results, we're really interested in looking further. And we also think that perhaps manipulating our environmental light may represent a novel model of regulating our food intake patterns and choices, and that this may over time affect our weight management.
Do we have the ability to produce aesthetically pleasing light bulbs that produce light that is not annoying to us but is devoid of high levels of blue light?
I believe there are like different lighting systems now that are coming out for controlling your home lighting that can allow you to change the color temperature of lights. And people also use like blue blocking kind of glasses.
Right.
And there's different software you can download for your computer and your phone that change lighting based on the time of day. So there are different things out there that people can use to limit their light exposure in the evening if they have to be exposed to light.
Now, you know what really is interesting to me, and I just thought of this. So quite often I'm out in the backyard in the evening, 8 o'clock mm-hmm. at night, at this time of year in this region of the United States, it's still pretty bright out. It's not dusk yet. Let's put it that way. So what is different about these light boxes other than the intensity to being outdoors at 6 o'clock at night, 10 and a half hours after being awake and being out under the blue sky?
Yeah. So this is one of the differences with all the artificial light, which you mentioned a bit ago, between this and the natural light outside. So the natural light, we actually have more on the blue spectrum in the morning time, and it shifts more towards the red in the evening.
Oh.
So naturally, we anticipate in our body rhythms are attuned to this change in the spectrum of light. And this is one of the reasons we decided to use blue light in the evening, not only as, you know, our biology that is attuned to non-vision forming light more highly sensitive to blue light, but this is also the kind of light that we are not naturally expecting in the evening time. So this would kind of go into the difference between maybe being in your backyard on a summer night when, you know, the sun is still out and you can have your dinner, barbecue, picnic, whatever outside, versus like sitting indoors with these artificial lights that we've used to extend the day period.
Interesting. That's really interesting to me. I mean, it just goes to show, you know, we talk so much about evolution on this show. And it just makes perfect sense. It's this artificial light. Our bodies are not aware of what to do with it the way they are with being outdoors. So you could be outdoors with more than 300 lux of light incident upon your eye, but because it's natural outdoor light, it doesn't affect you the same as the screen of your computer or your 46-inch monster TV that you have 9 inches away from your mm-hmm. face at night.
Yeah, it's a different kind of light.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So when will you do the next round of research to identify, see if you can identify what it is that is causing the increase in hunger?
Yeah, so we're interested in pursuing further to look at physiological arousal. So kind of like you were saying about the seasons, we feel like perhaps extending the light period further into the daytime may be kind of creating some kind of internal summer. So we're like more aroused, more alert. We feel like we need more energy to get around, kind of like the opposite of like kind of hibernating and lowering our energy needs. So we're kind of interested in looking more at the physiological arousal, like you mentioned, some of the cortisol and the autonomic responses to see if that might be impacting some of the outcomes we see here. And we're also interested in looking at light exposure in the morning to see if increasing the light exposure in the morning may have the opposite effects.
Right.
There are some studies in humans showing that, you know, weight loss programs that include light exposure in the morning actually help decrease body fat, and that exercise in addition to light in the morning actually has more weight loss outcomes than just exercise alone. So we're really curious also to look at lighting at different times of day in addition to possible mechanisms.
And this makes perfect sense. The first thing I do in the morning after getting out of bed is open the blinds and look outside. And I do that not because I want to see if my neighbor is stealing my newspaper. I do that because I want the incident daylight to hit my retinas to tell my body, my suprachiasmatic nuclei and all of the little clocks around my body, hey, it's daytime. It's time to move around, shut down the nighttime machinery, turn on the daytime machinery. But so many of us don't do this. We get out of bed and we go sit in front of the computer or the TV set.
Right.
Or we sit in a dark room. Yeah, sit in a dark room with a cup of coffee. It's like this is so foreign to our body. It's unbelievable.
Yes, it's not what our body is attuned for. And you were talking about evolution. So I guess some of the advances in our technology have outpaced what we have, you know, become accustomed to with our evolution.
Right. I mean, it's time for us, you know, I see a renaissance coming, not with everybody, but with the more astute, in the know people. I see a renaissance. I see people starting to pay attention to, coordinating their activities with daylight and nighttime and allowing more natural light to bathe their homes. And if you insist on watching television late at night, you can buy a pair of blue blocker sunglasses on Amazon for $4.95. They're safety glasses. They'll fit over your reading glasses. They'll fit over your regular spectacles. They're ANSI standard glasses with adjustable temples and everything else. You can put those on. And I gave a pair to a good friend of mine, Dan, who used to produce my TV show. And he had problem. We're talking about sleep for a second. But he was also a nighttime muncher, and he had trouble sleeping. And so I said, Dan, so he put them on the first night. And he said the second he put them on, he was so annoyed by the yellow cast. But once he started watching TV for a little while, the cast became unnoticeable. He didn't pay attention to it because all the colors are adjusted through the yellow. So everything kind of changes, not just the blue or the white or whatever. And so he got used to it. And then he told me that he had the best night's sleep that he's had in decades that evening.
Wow.
But did he do it the next night? What do you think, Ivy? Nope. He did not.
No.
No, and he never wore them again. He never wore them again. So
did you ask him why?
No, because I don't ask people why anymore. People really don't want to know. They don't want help. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Ivy Chung. Stay tuned. See, radio doesn't have blue light, folks. You can listen to me late at night all the time. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget that companies like Monsanto have gone to countries where the agricultural industry is suffering and said if you grow GM crops, your farmers will have an easier time growing and it will be cheaper for them to grow and they will do better with it. And that has not happened.
He's pointing out Monsanto's lies one at a time.
Not to mention you have to pay for your seeds every single year. You can't collect your own seeds and regrow. And those seeds are expensive. Roundup is expensive. The pesticides are expensive. And you use more and more and more. And now, to add insult to injury, you don't even end up with more bushels per acre after all of your misery.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. Weekdays at noon.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
She's a very kinky girl.
Welcome back. We're talking with Ivy Cheung. We're talking about the effects of bright blue light late at night. Late in the evening, actually. Actually, early in the evening. If you're thinking about 6 o'clock news, you just got home from work, sitting in front of the TV, and you are not even aware of that the TV is going to make you hungry. Alex Leaf, who is our news director, just said that he's developed the habit of going for a one-mile walk every morning upon awakening. And I reminded myself that when I lived in Phoenix, Arizona, for a year back in 2008, I did this same thing. I got up, had my gym shoes and sweatpants sitting next to the bed, got dressed, and went right out from my bed for a morning walk and watched the sun come up. And I never felt better. So I have a feeling that when you start to apply the morning light to the subjects in contrast to the evening light. There's a different timing effect that's going to occur.
Yeah, we think so too. So we're really interested to look further at the different timing of light exposure.
What do you hope? What can people and even clinicians take away from your current research that maybe will help them with some of their clients or help people themselves who say to them, you know, oh, I can't help it. I do so good all day long, but then I eat everything in sight at night.
Right. So, I mean, this is something that's really prevalent. Like everyone kind of in the developed world now has light exposure that allows them to change the natural light-dark rhythm. And so we just think that this is something that's so accepted now that it's really a good idea for people to take a second thought and think about how their environmental light exposure may be impacting them, both their behavior and also their physiology. This is really kind of a novel idea that we think these results may point to manipulating light exposure in your own environment to help regulate your behavior or your food intake and even perhaps how your metabolism might be affected with such food intake.
Yeah, and again, the high carbohydrate diet by itself is not, in my humble opinion, not a good idea. And I know that that's the standard for the dietetic associations that promote diets in general. But if you add to the mix the carbohydrate load that most Americans experience, it's really a tough situation for people. I if you're not applying critical thinking skills and asking the question, gee, why is this not working for me? Why am I continuing to gain weight? Why am I not able to sleep well? Why do I my doctors tell me my morning blood sugar is 163, and you keep doing the same thing that you've been doing, expecting, you know, life to change, and it just doesn't happen. And this is one that, you know, I mean, let's face it. There's a lot of money in primetime TV. People do not want you not watching TV at night. So if you insist on watching evening television, you're going to have to make some sort of accommodations, either throughout the day, perhaps reduce your intake of high glycemic index carbohydrates so you don't have that boomerang effect at night, and obviously turn to something like blue blocker sunglasses to allow you not to experience. But wait a minute. Ivy, is it just blue light or is also bright light? I remember reading a study not so long ago that implicated bright light in general, even white light, but when it's bright enough that could trigger some of these same confusing effects to the body's rhythm.
Right, so white light is made up of all the different wavelengths of light. And so we looked at blue-enriched light. So with those light boxes, we had the blue-enriched. So there's still white spectrum light, but it's largely the blue-enriched light that we're using.
Right.
And it is quite possible that the same, like, white bright light may have similar effects. You probably need higher levels just because your body isn't as attuned to the whole spectrum white light as it is to the blue. But I also kind of wanted to go back to what you were saying about what people can do. And a really easy thing people can do is to get more light exposure during the natural daytime, because it's also been shown in previous research that your reaction to light is very dependent on your previous light exposure. So people who have a lot of dim or dark exposure during the day are much more affected by light in the evening compared to if you had like 10,000 lux sunlight outside during the daytime, say on a morning walk, like you mentioned, or even a lunchtime walk. You may be less susceptible to the effects of evening light of the same intensity.
Wow. Now that's a valuable bit of information right there. You know, get out in the daytime, get out in the sun. And you know, the inactivity movement is occurring now, you know, that's kind of a contrary
yeah.
terms, right? Inactivity and movement. But we know that inactivity is a greater predictor of risk for heart attack, for cancers, for diabetes, and so on. So really, get out, get outdoors, and be active like we were designed to be, you know, over 6.4 million years that we have evolved to be active. And quite frankly, I was thinking about this morning at the gym. I was watching Elisa do hack squats this morning, and I was thinking, the gym became a necessity because we lost the ability to be active as part of our day-to-day life. We used to be active whether we were hunter-gatherers or when we became farmers. We had to be active day in and day out. If you want to see an amazing documentary, it was originally produced in the 70s. It's called My Cousin Jules. It's French, so it's in subtitles, but there are probably 24 words in the whole documentary. It's about this blacksmith and his wife who have lived in the country and lived the way our ancestors lived, but they do it more recently, where they making a pot of coffee was work. You had to grind the beans. And we watched this documentary just this past week, Elisa and I, and it came very, very clear. It became very clear to me that the industrialization of countries and the adaptation to technologies and creature comforts have given rise to the need for gyms so that we could go out and artificially produce energy, utilize energy. We didn't have to do that 200, 300 years ago because living required energy. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. You have any comments about that? You want to chime in or?
Yeah, that is really interesting. And I recently heard a presentation. I'm not sure if it's actually published yet, but there was a group that went to monitor some rural villages that did not have electricity, and they monitored them while they were getting set up with electricity and the changes it had on their rhythms of activity and sleep. And I'm not sure if they had any metabolic measures, but there should be some, I think, upcoming work being released about that. And so that's a really interesting kind of in the same line as the documentary you mentioned from the 70s.
Yeah, it's called Cousin Jules. I'm looking for it right
Cousin
now.
Jules.
Yeah, Cousin Jules.
Yeah, look into that.
Yeah,
Thank you. It
was amazing. And he's a blacksmith, right? And he works for a whole day making a single hinge for a barn door. And his wife comes in, she grinds the coffee. They have to pour the coffee into a wood-burning stove, the water into a wood-burning stove to boil it. I mean, everything they did took work. There was no pop it in the microwave, sit down while it's cooking. Everything they did took work. And it was amazing to me, and it was very, very enlightening to me because we look at this whole notion that, oh, we're not active anymore. Yeah, we're not active anymore. You know what most people do? They get out of bed, they sit at their kitchen table and have breakfast. Then they get dressed and they sit in their car and they drive to work or sit on a bus or train and get to work. Then they sit at their desk for 8 hours, occasionally getting up to do some menial task. Then they sit back in the car or the bus that took them to work to get back to home. Then they sit at their table to eat dinner with their family. Then they sit in front of the TV until it's time to go to bed. Then they lay down. I have a Fitbit. I reckon that there are people out there who don't accumulate 200 steps in a day. My goal is 10,000 a day. Some days I do it. Some days I go over. Some days I don't. But I suspect that there are people out there that don't do 200 steps in a day.
Yeah, it's quite possible. And with a lot of these activity tracking monitors nowadays, it's really easy and it's kind of fun to see, you know, what your trends are. And I think a lot of people probably overestimate how much activity they have or what they're doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have one of these type of things too, just for fun, and it's interesting.
Yeah, that's the problem with research that depends on self-reporting. By the way, whenever I see a study it's self-reported, I immediately discount any of the results of the study because people are wrong. They can't remember what they ate yesterday. They also will want to paint a picture of themselves that's not accurate, like they're more active or they eat less than they really do. So self-reporting doesn't work for me as far as I'm concerned. Listen, Ivy, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I think this is wonderful research, and I can't wait for you to discover why this happens, why we are hungrier when we're exposed to the bright blue light later in the evening.
Thank you for having me, Carl.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. We also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, for the Blueprint Power Hour, of course. Go to CoachRobRegish.com, or you can learn more about him by going to SuperHumanRadio.com and checking the Carl Recommends tab for his products and services. And today is Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We have more Superhuman Radio tomorrow. So tune in then. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow.